Okay, we're holding on. Erevin, Daf Chaf Gimel, very bottom of Chaf Bet, Amad Bet at the Mishnah. Echad Bor Harabim, Uve'er Harabim, Uve'er Hayachid, Osin Lehen Pasid. Right? A public water hole, or a public well, or a private well. So the water hole just means there's water sitting there, whereas the well is running water. Osin Lehen Pasim. You're allowed to use these double boards to permit taking water from them. Avar Lavor Hayachid Osin L'mechitza Gevoa Asara Tfachim Divrei Rabbi Akiva. However, when it comes to a privately owned water hole, that you have to make mechitzas around, proper 10 tefach mechitzas around. That's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Omer Ein Osin Pasim Elaver Maim Bilvad. According to Rabbi Ben Bava, you're only allowed to use these double boards for a public well. Everything else requires mechitzo 10 tefachim high. Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel halacha. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel lohudru pasei beirot el ver maim chaim bilvad. So we have two statements here. The first is that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, and the second is that they only permitted these double boards for a live well. Utricha, and you needed both of these statements in order to understand what the psak is. If I just would have told you that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, then I would have assumed that if it's, as long as it's publicly owned, even a water hole would be fine. Okay, then why did he teach Be'er HaRabim, a davka, a well owned by the Rabim, and not a water hole? Apukim Rabbi Akiva. Yeah, that was just to differentiate himself from Rabbi Akiva's shita, right? Not to say that davka only that, meaning even a water hole, but we had to say Be'er HaRabim in order to differentiate the Lashon from Rabbi Akiva's shita, but not to be medayik in that shita, that it's only those things that would be mutter. Kamash Milan, lo hutru pasei beirot el ver maim chaim. Right? So that's why we taught Be'er Maim Chaim, so you wouldn't get confused and assume that we only taught Be'er to differentiate from Rabbi Akiva's shita, but we meant as long as it's publicly owned, you're fine, even if it's a water hole, so we taught Be'er Maim Chaim to teach you that it has to be running water. V'yeshmin and Be'er Maim Chaim. Okay, then why didn't you just teach me Be'er Maim Chaim? Hava amina lo shna derabim lo shna yachid, because then you wouldn't have known that there's any difference between whether it's publicly owned or privately owned. Kamash Malan alach Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. And that's why we taught you the alach alach Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. New Mishnah. The old Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Furthermore, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says as follows. Hagina v'akarpev shehen shivim ama v'shiraim al shivim ama v'shiraim. When you have a garden and a karpev, right? That is 70 amot and a fraction, 70 amot and a fraction, by 70 amot and a fraction. Hamukafot gader gavo asarat tfachim. It's surrounded by a fence, of 10 tfachim. Metaltlin betocha, buvad sheba shomera obeit dira. You let it carry into it as long as there is, a hut for a guard, or something livable, right? Meaning it needs to constitute a property that is being used for living. Or if it's close enough to a city that the person who lives in the city could live there too. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afilu Inba Elabor Vesiach Umeara Metaltelin Metocha. So Yehuda says, even if the Karpef doesn't have anyone living there, rather it has just something useful, like a water hole or a ditch or a cave, you're allowed to carry in it. Rabbi Kiva Omer Afilu Einba Achat Mikol Elu Metaltelin Metocha Ubuvat Jeba Shivim Amav Shiraim Al Shivim Amav Shiraim. Rabbi Kiva says, even if you don't have any of those things, you're allowed to carry in it as long as it's no bigger than 70 and a little bit by 70 and a little bit. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Im Haita Arka Yeta Arachba. So Rabbi says, well, if the length exceeds the width, it's longer than it is wide. Afilu Ama Achat Er Metaltelin Metocha. Even if it exceeds the width by only one amma, you're not allowed to carry inside of it. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afilu Arka Pishnayim Berachba. Rabbi Yossi says, no, even if the length is twice the size of the width, Metalta Lemetocha, you're allowed to carry inside of it. Amma Rabbi Eli, further the Mishnah. Amma Rabbi Eli, Shamati Me Rabbi Elazar, Vafilu Hi Kibet Kur. I heard from Rabbi Elazar that even if it's the size of a kur, you're allowed to carry inside of it. V'chein shamati mimenu. I also heard from him. Anshei chater shachach chad mehem v'lo irev beito asur melikarnes melahotzi lo ava lehem mutar. That if a person is making an eruv chatzero, multiple houses open to a common chatzero, and he forgot and did not join the eruv, so he's not allowed to carry from his house into the chatzero, but other people are allowed to carry from the chatzero into his house, the other guys who did eruv. Aval lahem, right, v'chein shamati mimenu sheyotzin ba'ar kablin b'pesach v'chazarati al kol tamida v'gashi lo chaver v'lo matzati. I also heard from him that you're allowed to use as maror these vines or on these date trees because they're sufficiently bitter, but I asked all the students, I didn't find anyone who corroborate that teaching. Gemara. My tana de katani ve'od. Why do we teach ve'od? Why do we teach and furthermore when we started this Mishnah? Ilayim mishum betana lechad lechumra v'katani achriti mishumachi katani ve'od. If you want to say, because first we taught two machmir dinim, and so we want to teach, and here's another machmir din, that's why we taught ve'od. V'arabi Yehuda betana lechad lechumra v'katani achriti v'lo katani od. But earlier in the Masechta, we had Rabbi Yehuda who taught a chumra, and then immediately afterward he taught another chumra, and we didn't teach ve'od there. Hatam nafsekua rabbanon hachalu afsekua rabbanon. There, his shitas were interrupted by the Rabbanan's shita. Here, there is no interruption. That's what we talk about. But just because the Rabbanan are interrupting between shitas, we don't say ve'od anymore. When Rabbi Eliezer was teaching Mishnayot by Sukkah, and the Rabbanan interrupted between his two shitas, we still taught ve'od by Rabbi Eliezer. Yeah, but there's a difference. There, they interrupted him on topic. They discussed a pertinent topic that had to do with what he was talking about, but here it was a different topic that they interrupted him with, and so here where we didn't teach by Rabbi Yehuda earlier, but it's because they interrupted him with a different topic. Rabbi Akiva Omer Afilu Ein Ba Echad Mikol Eilam Metaltal Metochas. Rabbi Akiva said, even if it doesn't have anything inside of it, you're allowed to carry inside of it. Rabbi Akiva Hanu Tanakamo. Isn't Rabbi Akiva just the Shita of the Tanakama, right? Because the Tanakhama said that a karpef is you're allowed to carry into it if it's up to two beitza. Ika benayu devar muad. No, there's a small amount of space in between their two shitas in terms of how big they believe that this thing is allowed to be and carry inside of it. Detani willing to write the Rabbi Yehuda Omer devar muad yesh al shivim ama v'shiraim velo nitnu chachamim bo shiur. Right, that shivim amim that shivim amot 70 amot and a fraction. You can actually add on a little bit to it, and it's still fine, but we didn't have an exact shiur for what that is. Bechama, okay, so then how much can you add on? And so how much is the difference between a week even the Tanakama? Shiur satayim kechatzer hamishkan, right? So it could be the size of two se'ah equal to the size of the courtyard around the Mishkan, which was 5,000 square amot. Minani mili, how do you know that? Amar Rav Yehuda de Amar Kra Orech Hechatzer Me'av Va'ama V'Rochav Chamishim V'Chamishim. That, well, it says in the Torah that the length of the Chatzer of the Mishkan was 100 amot, and its width was 50 by 50. How do you have a width that's 50 by 50? That doesn't make any sense. With 50 by 50 means it's 50 wide by 50 long. Here, we said it's 100 long, and then its width is 50 by 50. Amra Torah, tul chamishim, v'sabim chamishim. So, the Torah teaches you that here's how you calculate its measure, that you have to... That if a courtyard's length is greater than its width, you basically take 50 of its length, wrap it around its width, and that is how big it's allowed to be. Because we're only dealing in, the Chatzer Mishkan was rectangular, right? And we're dealing with Chatzerot that are square. So we need to know how big that Chatzer can be if it's a square and not a rectangle. And the Torah says essentially, take off however much you need from the, take off any exceeding length, any amount of length that the Chatzer's length exceeds its width, take that off, wrap that distance around the square chatzer to maintain its square shape, and that is how big a square chatzer is allowed to be in comparison to the Mishkan. So the Mishkan is 100 by 50. So what you have to do is any amount that the Mishkan would exceed, the Mishkan's length would exceed the chatzer, right, meaning by 50 amma, wrap that around the 50 amma chatzer that would be exactly a square, and that is the size that the maximum chatzer is allowed to be. So how would that look? So basically, what you want to do is, you know, take a 50 by 50 square a 50 by 50 square, and then you're going to have another 50 by 50 square. And what you do is you basically divide that square into five equal strips, and then one of those strips you break up into five four equal boxes, right? And what you want to do with that is you take four of the strips that you just made and align them perfectly on the sides of the 50 by 50 square, right? So then it juts out another 10 amot on each side. And then you take the boxes that you made with the last strip and you put it in the corners so that everything is connected, right? Because if you just add on additional 10 amma strips at the edges of every square, so then you're going to be left with without corners. So you add the boxes that you just created at each corner, and then that total size, which is going to be an additional, I guess, 10 amot on each side, plus an additional, what would it be? 10 amma squares, that would complete your square-sized chatzer, and that's how big a square chatzer can be because of the measurements of the square of the chatzer of the Mishkan. So very complicated to visualize that, but of course pictures make it much easier, as I always say. Pshita dekra b'mayik tiv. Okay, but that what exactly is the pshat of the pasuk telling us? Right, that's a drasha that we can learn about how big a square chatzer has to be in comparison to the chatzer of the Mishkan, which is a rectangle. But what is just the pshat of the pasuk coming to tell me? Hamar Abaye hamad Mishkan al sfat chamishim kedei shiyeh chamishim ama lefanav esrim ama lechol ruach v'ruach. Right, so the pshat of the pasuk is telling you that you should put a 50 ama distance in between the courtyard and the building. That way you have you're open on every side. The Mishnah continues. Rabbi Elazar Omer im haita arka. So we're talking about when the length exceeds its width. V'atanya milon b'bright Rabbi Elazar Omer haita arka yeter al pi shnayim erach v'metalat limitocha afilu ama achad nimetalat limitocha. Didn't Rabbi Elazar teach that if the length was over double the width, even by one amma, then you can't carry inside of it? And that makes it sound like if it's just double the width, it's fine. It doesn't have to be exactly that if the length is double the width, it's okay. It doesn't have to be the size of the width. Amar Rabbi Bar Abaye, kitanan nami matnitin yeter al pi shnayim baruch vatnan. Yeah, our Mishnah is also talking about when it can't be over double. And you have to amend basically what the Mishnah says, that when it says that it can't be greater than its width, what we meant is it can't be greater than double its width. Iachi, hain Rabbi Yossi. Well, if that's the case, isn't that the exact same thing as Rabbi Yossi's Shita, who says that it's allowed to be a rectangle? Ikum anayu ribua de ribua rabbanon. No, so the difference between them is l'chachila b'dievin. As to whether or not, so Rabbi Yossi would say that l'chachila it's allowed to be that way. Rabbi Elazar would say l'chachila it's allowed to be that way, and Rabbi Yossi would say that ideally it's supposed to be a square, but if you can't make it a square, then it's fine to be a rectangle. Rabbi Yossi Omer, so Mishnah continues, Itmar Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halach Rabbi Yossi. Halacha follows like Rabbi Yossi's Shita. Rabbi Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halach Rabbi Akiva. Right? And Halach follows like Rabbi Akiva. But if you notice, they're both quoted in Shmuel's name. How is it that Shmuel could say both the halachas like Rabbi Yossi and say the halachas like Rabbi Akiva? Tarvayu l'kula, right? It wasn't a mistake. It just meant that we follow both of these shitas l'kula, utricha, and you need to teach me both of these shitas because I wouldn't have known otherwise. Because if you taught me the halacha like Rabbi Yossi, I would have assumed that I needed a shomera or a beidira, right? That I needed some minimal amount of occupancy in the field in order to make it mutter, because that's what Rabbi Yossi requires. And that's why we say the halacha like Rabbi Akiva, to show that you don't need a minimal amount of occupancy, you don't need the watchman's tower, you don't need anyone to be living there. And if I would have taught you that halacha follows like Rabbi Akiva, have amina da arich v'katin lo. So I would have thought that if it's very long and narrow, meaning the length significantly exceeds its width, I would have thought that it's not okay. That's why I thought the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. They teach you that it's allowed to be a rectangle. So it's allowed to be a rectangle, it doesn't require a beit dira, so Shmuel Paskin's like the leniencies of both of these shitas. Karpe fuhu sheyoter beit satayim. Carpet that is more than two beitza, shehukav ladira, that was closed off. Why was carpet closed off? So that people can live there. Nizra rubo, and then here's what happened. The majority of that carpet was planted with vegetables. Hareu kegino v'aser, right? Now it constitutes a garden, and because you can't live in a vegetable garden, and it was originally fenced in for the sake of living, and then you turned it into a vegetable garden, and you can't live in a vegetable garden, it's not fit for living, you're no longer allowed to carry in it, because it's no longer the whole partitions were put up to facilitate living there, and it's no longer livable. Nata rubo haru kechatzer mutter. But if trees were planted in most of it, then it's similar to a chatzer, and you're allowed to carry into it, because you can live in a chatzer. Nizra rubo. So now we're going to address what we said, qualify exactly what the Gemara says. Nizra rubo, right? If most of the garden was planted with vegetables. Amar v'huna b'rei d'rav Yeshua lo amran ela yotin b'tzatai. Right? That's only, by the way, if the plant, if the area that you planted in was more than two beit se'ah. Aval beit satay mutter. But if the planted area was two beit se'ah, then you're allowed to, two beit se'ah or less, then you're allowed to carry in it still. Kiman. And whose shita does that follow? Kiribi Shimon. That must be according to Rabbi Shimon's Shita. It's not. And we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Echad Gagot, Echad Chatzerot, Echad Karpefot, Rishut Echad Hen Lekelim, Sheshavtu Betocho, Velo Lekelim, Sheshavtu Betocha Bayit. Right? So, Rabbi Shimon believes that if you have two different outdoor domains, right, like roofs, Chatzerot, and Karpefs, right, you can carry from one to the other. That Kalim that started Shabbat in one, you can carry them into the other. But you're not allowed to carry from inside to outside or outside to inside. However, all outdoor areas, all privately owned outdoor areas, like a chatzer, a karpef, and a roof, are the same status for carrying them one to the other. That is Rabbi Shimon's Shita. Now, we assume the Rav Huna b'Rei d'Rav Yeshua is following Rabbi Shimon's Shita because he holds that if the planted area is not greater than two beit se'ah, then you'd be allowed to carry from the rest of the karpef into that planted area. Now, that planted area is a garden. It's not fit for living, right? And the other area is a karpef. So why would you be allowed to carry it from the karpef into the garden? Must be, holds like Rabbi Shimon, who says that you're allowed to carry from different outdoor privately owned areas into each other. Whereas the Rabbanon hold that you're not allowed to carry into different outdoor areas into each other. You can't carry from a karpef into a chatzer or from a chatzer onto a gag. And for that matter, if one of them is completely open to the other, like there's nothing in between them, no path in between them, then they're both usher to carry even inside of them, because a reshut that is completely open to a reshut that you're not allowed to carry from it into the other is itself usher. I mean, we know by the mavoy, by the alleyway, that you can't carry in an alleyway, even if it's a privately owned area, because it's open to Rosh HaRabim. That's why you need to put the lechi there, or the korah there, in order to permit carrying in the alleyway. Because if an area is completely open to an area that's usher to it, to carry into, then that area itself becomes usher. So Rabbi Shimon believes that two outdoor privately owned areas, you're allowed to carry from one to the other, and you're allowed to carry within them as well. Whereas the Rabbanon would hold, you're not allowed to carry from one to the other, and if they're completely open one to the other, you can't even carry in those areas, right? So it must be Rabbi Huna b'Rei d'Rav Yeshua, who believes that you're allowed to carry you're allowed to carry inside a vegetable garden that is less than two a beit se'ah that's open to a karpef, right? How do we know it's open to a karpef? Because we said that you planted most of it. I mean, you had a massive area, right? A massive area, and you planted most of it. It means there's part of it you haven't planted, right? So now we're talking about carrying from the unplanted area into the planted area. Two different outdoor domains. They must be completely open to one another because it just says that you planted in most of it. So, and it doesn't say that you partitioned the minority from the majority in any way. So that's what we're talking about. It must be Rabbi Shimon's Shita, right? Rabbi Shimon Nami, but we have a problem if you want to say it's Rabbi Shimon's Shita. Why Rabbi Shimon Nami came under Nizra Rubo? Have hahu mi'uta batile legabe ruba, v'havale karpe if you tenor beit satayim v'asir. Here's the issue, right? If you hold it like Rabbi, if you hold the filing Rabbi Shimon, you have a problem also, because the once the majority is planted, then the miut is going to be batel to the rov, right? That happens a lot, where we have a small minority, and then we have a majority, and we say that the minority is canceled out in relation to the majority, right? Now, if the majority is under two beit se'ah, as we just said, and that's planted, and then you have a minority that is canceled out, meaning is no longer considered an independent domain, now the entire thing is considered a vegetable garden, right? Because the miut is batel to the rov. Now the entire area is considered a vegetable garden, but now also it's greater than two beit se'ah, right? Because if it was only if the vegetable garden itself was two beit se'ah, right, and we weren't factoring in the rest of the karpef that you didn't plant, then now if we want to say that the rest of the karpef is batel and the whole thing is considered a vegetable garden, now you have a vegetable garden that's greater than two beit se'ah. Even Rabbi Shimon would say that you're not allowed to carry in that, right? So how do we, so Rabbi Huda Breid Rabbi Shua cannot be following Rabbi Shimon's Shita. Heli itmar ach itmar. Rather, we have to adjust the statement of Rabbi Huna Breid Rabbi Shua. Ha mi uta shari, right? If the unplanted area was less than two beit se'ah, you're allowed to carry inside of it. Amar Rabbi Huna Breid Rabbi Shua, lo amran ela de lo have beit satayim. Right? So, we mean only if the planted area is less than two beit se'ah. That's when you're allowed to carry. Aval beit satayim aser. However, if the planted area is two beit se'ah, then you're not allowed to carry within it. Ah, I missed one detail. Sorry that opens it up. Right, when we say ha mi'uta shari, what we mean to say is if you plant the smaller part of the karpef, right, then you're allowed to carry in that area, right? So again, what we said beforehand is that you planted the majority of the karpef into a vegetable garden. Now we're suggesting that what should have we said? That Rav Huna Breid Rav Shua is commenting on a case where you planted in the minority of the karpef, right? And the Rav Huna Breid Rav Shua qualifies that statement by saying, okay, you planted in the minority of the karpef, and that minority of the karpef is less than two beit se'ah, right? If that is the case, then you're allowed to carry. However, if it is two beit se'ah, you're not allowed to carry. Why would that be? Because if the planted area is less than two beit se'ah, then it's the minority, then the minority is batel to the majority. So you have a planted area, right? You have a vegetable garden, but that vegetable garden is small. It's smaller than two beit se'ah, right? And it's the minority of the karpef. So because it's such an insignificant territory, because a significant territory would be two beit se'ah. So because this is an insignificant territory, it's less than two beit se'ah, and it's the minority of the karpef, because you only planted the minority of the karpef, right? That's when you're allowed to carry from one to the other, because the minority is going to be batel to the majority. And so we're just going to see the entire thing as a karpef, even though some of it is planted. Kiman, and then whose shita does he follow? Kirabanan, like the Rabbanan shita, who says that you're not allowed to carry from different territories into one another. And for that matter, if you have territories, you can't carry from one to the other, and they're completely open one to the other, you can't even carry within that territory itself. And so says Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, so if you planted a minority of the karpef, and that minority is less than two beit se'ah, then that part of the karpef is batel to the rest of the karpef that isn't planted. And the whole thing is considered a karpef, none of it is considered a garden, and because the whole thing is considered one territory, you're allowed to carry within all of it. And he's following the Rabbanan Shita, who would have said that if you planted, who would have said that if the minority area was significant enough to be considered a domain unto itself, like if it was over two beit se'ah, then we would have a garden and a karpef. You couldn't carry from one to the other, and then you couldn't carry inside of them. However, because it's a minority and not significant, the minority is going to be batel to the majority, and the whole thing is considered a karpif, so you're allowed to carry inside of it. That's what Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Yeshua's statement was, and he was following Rabbanan's shita. Rav Yirmiyahu Midifti matni lekula. Rav Yirmiyahu Midifti teaches that Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Yeshua meant to be makil, following Rabbi Shimon's shita. How so? I mean, he wasn't adding a chumra, he was adding a kula. Hami uta shari. Right? So if you planted the minority of the karpif, mutter to carry around in it. Amar Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Yeshua lo amran ela beit satay. Then Rabbi Huna Bar Yehuda Yeshua has said that only works if the planted area is less than 2 beitza. Aval yoter beitza ta'im aser. Right? However, if it was greater than 2 beitza se'ah, you may not carry in it. Come on, Rabbi Shimon. And he's following Rabbi Shimon's shita. So why does that help us? Because according to Rabbi Shimon, you're allowed to carry from different territories one to the other. Now you have a minority that's planted and a majority that is unplanted. So if the minority that is planted is batel to the majority, right, then obvious it's all one domain. However, if that minority that's planted is two beit se'ah, then you're not allowed to carry one to the other, but you can at least still carry inside of it. So, if you follow Rabbi Shimon's Shita, we don't say that once it's two Beit Se'ah. Sorry, let me try to explain this a little bit more clearly, right? We have this qualification of Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Rav Yeshua, who differentiates between whether the planted area is two Beit Se'ah or less, or more. If the planted area is two Beit Se'ah or less, then you're allowed to carry within that area, and for that matter, into the rest of the area as well, like into the nearest area as well. Now, that is true whether you hold like Rabbanan or Rabbi Shimon. Why? Because according to Rabbi Shimon, he would say, well, it's two adjacent permissible areas. You're allowed to carry within the vegetable garden. You're allowed to carry within the domain right next to it. So that's perfectly, so you're allowed to carry both within them and from one to the other. Once it's two Beit Se'ah, right, then the vegetable garden is considered a domain unto itself. And as we said earlier, if you have an area that was originally gated off for living and is now a vegetable garden which isn't fit for living anymore, then it's usur to carry in it. But that's only once it's two Beit Se'ah. So if it's or over two Beit Se'ah. If it's over two Beit Se'ah, everyone would say you're not allowed to carry inside of it, and everyone would say that you're not allowed to carry from it to another adjacent domain, because if a permissible domain is open to a forbidden domain, you can't even carry in the permissible domain. That is true whether you hold like Rabbi Shimon or the Rabbanan. Right? And similarly, if it is two Beit Se'ah or less, you're allowed to carry both inside of it and from one to the other. According to Rabbi Shimon, because you're allowed to carry from two permissible different domains to one another, and according to the Rabbanan, because you only planted in a minority, we're going to say the minority is batel to the majority. So ultimately, whatever Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Rav Yeshua is saying, la halacha falls out the same as whether you paskin like Rabbanan or Rabbi Shimon. Right? Whereas, right, if you paskin like Rabbanan, you're allowed to carry from one to the other because the minority is considered batel to the majority, and we don't see it like a vegetable garden at all. If you paskin like Rabbi Shimon, we can say that this is a vegetable garden and that's a karpif, or that's a chatzer, and you're still allowed to carry because you're allowed to carry from two adjacent permissible territories. Once it is two Beit Se'ah, it becomes a domain unto itself. So according to the Rabbanan, it's not going to be batel, and now you have two adjacent domains, one which is prohibited, and so you can't carry between them or in either one of them. And then, according to Rabbi Shimon, you have the vegetable garden that we spoke about earlier that was forbidden because it was originally gated off for the sake of living, and you can't live there, so you can't carry between the two, and you can't carry within each other. Ultimately, no matter how you hold, Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Rav Yeshua says the same thing. In the halacha, it's the same thing. The only nafka mina between whether you hold he's going the chumra ulakula is whether in general he follows Rabbi Shimon or the Rabbanan. However, in this particular case, there's no nafka mina between following Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. But as a broader understanding for Rav Huna Brei de Rav Yeshua's approach, we wanted to know whether he was following the Rabbanan or Rabbi Shimon to say, in a different case, who would he hold like? Are you allowed to carry between two adjacent permitted territories in a normal case? We'll stop here.